Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 2 o'clock, European financial markets are continuing to fall after China said it would impose retaliatory tariffs of 34% on all US goods from April the 10th. The sweeping new tariffs announced by President Trump had already sparked a worldwide stock market sell-off. The FTSE 100 is down more than 4%. Finance expert Danny Hewson told us that's likely to be the case for some time yet.
We're expecting the US market to continue to be battered because of what has happened with these tariffs, and we saw almost $2.5 trillion wiped off US shares yesterday.
An anti-abortion campaigner has been found guilty of two counts of breaching a buffer zone restricting protests outside a clinic in Bournemouth. 64-year-old Livia Tosici-Bolt held a sign that said, "Here to talk if you want." The case drew international attention from the US, with the Trump administration saying it was concerned. Tommy Robinson is appealing against his sentence for contempt of court, according to court listings. Robinson, whose real name is Stephen Yaxley Lennon, was jailed for 18 months in October last year after admitting 10 breaches of a High Court order made in 2021. The King and Queen are among those who have donated to the UK's Disaster Emergency Committee's appeal to help people affected by the earthquake in Myanmar. The appeal raised £7.5 million on the first day and will benefit 15 UK aid agencies, including the British Red Cross, Oxfam and Save the Children. And the King has joined the London Vegetable Orchestra for an impromptu performance. His Majesty played a recorder carved from a carrot during a performance at Windsor Castle. He said he was pleased he could take his new instrument with him, as he'd be able to eat it later. And the weather, any showers clearing to give a dry and settled afternoon with plenty of sunshine, a high of 22. From Global's newsroom, for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
I'll name that tune in six. Well, no king for you right now on Classic FM, but I do have the Prince of Denmark from Jeremiah Clarke.
Anne-Marie Minhall.
On Classic FM.
Classic FM.
the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra with Giuseppe Sinopoli, the Arganese Carmen, Georges Bizet's music. And it was organist Wayne Marshall and trumpet player Olli Edvard Antonsen who brought us The Prince of Denmark's March by Jeremiah Clarke here on Classic FM. 7 minutes past two, £100,000 to be won in a few minutes this Friday afternoon. And with the weekend weather looking good, the outlook is dandy. We'll get details from Tim just after 3 o'clock. I was confident this morning. I was chirpy. I am without coat. I have gone coatless for the first time in 2025. And you know what? Feels good.
Thank you.
one of the finest orchestras, not just from Great Britain, but from around the world, the London Symphony Orchestra under Charles Mackerras, with the opening to Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade called The Sea and Sinbad Ship. This is your chance then to win £100,000 on Classic FM. What would you like to do with that? Maybe buy a new home, luxury holiday, take everyone away, look after the family, look after your friends, decide to transform the garden, brand new luxury car. Have a think about it. Whilst you do that, I'll tell you how you can get involved. A chance to win £100,000 simply by texting the word prize to 61812. Prize, P-R-I-Z-E. To 61812. Texts cost £2.50 plus your standard network rate. You need to be 18 or over, and lines close at 11 p.m. on Sunday the 20th of April. If you text after that, you won't be entered but may still be charged. And to see the full list of participating media channels plus the T's and C's, including online and free entry, go to the win page at our website, classicfm.com. An opportunity to bag £100,000 simply by texting the word prize to 61812. And the very best of luck to you.
This is Classic FM.
City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra with Edward Gardner, the intermezzo from A Midsummer Night's Dream. We heard music by Mendelssohn, and it was Stephen Sharp Nelson on cello, John Schmidt on piano, with their special take of the song from Les Miserables, Bring Him Home, composed by Claude Michel Schoenberg on Classic FM. Schubert, we're going to put under the spotlight this Friday afternoon. The man who was introduced to what would become his favourite libation by accident, something called Schilker Rosé wine. He was introduced to it at one of the locations of his famous musical evenings with friends at a place called Wildbach Castle in Austria. Apparently, the wine is still available today. It's a light rosé, and it proved a particular favourite with Schubert and indeed helped inspire him in his musical endeavours.
Thank you.
giving us a taste of Schubert's Symphony No. 5 was the Orchestra Révolutionnaire et Romantique under conductor John Elliott Gardner. 23 minutes to 3 on Classic FM. Ready for Friday evening?
This weekend on Classic FM.
Hello, Alexander Dragonetti here. You may know me from the most recent series of The Traitors.
Spurbia,
I'm really enjoying presenting my programme. Trust me, it's a classic. Playing classical music you can always rely on. From the most iconic pieces to some of my favourites. Anything else is banished. If you haven't listened yet, there's still loads more to discover. Do come and join me.
Trust me, it's a classic. With The Traitors, Alexander Dragonetti.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player. Tonight at 9. Classic FM.
The ensemble called I Musici, bringing us the music of Roman Hofstetter. We enjoyed part of his string quartet in F right here on Classic FM.
Thank you.
for spring.
This is Classic FM.
The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic and Vasily Petrenko with Carissima by Elgar, and from Puccini, the Humming Chorus, the National Academy of St. Cecilia Orchestra and Chorus on Classic FM. Plans for tomorrow? Why not a concert called Musical Gems? It's a special fundraising concert featuring music performed by players from the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, including works by Holst, Monteverdi and Cimarosa. The venue, Christchurch Priory in Dorset, starts at 7:30, Saturday, 5th of April. Visit bsolive.com for tickets, and all in aid of the magnificent BSO Benevolent Fund charity. And here is the orchestra in action. Flourish music by Henry Littolf, the Concerto Symphonique number 4, the second movement, Peter Donohoe and the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, who were conducted by Andrew Lytton. News and your weekend weather on the way on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Antarctica. You have to experience it to truly appreciate the beauty, the wildlife, the sheer majesty. Experience it with state-of-the-art expedition equipment and hands-on scientific research activities, all in exceptional Viking comfort. We invite you to discover the world's seventh continent, Antarctica. Learn more at Viking.com. Viking, exploring the world in comfort.
Most homes could save with Octopus Energy.
The customer service is really good.
Octopus are an absolute breath of fresh air.
People are friendly on the telephone. You can always get a problem solved.
Your customer service was tip-top. You know, I couldn't fault it.
People like yourself and all of your colleagues have done such a wonderful job.
You stepped it up, I think, for an energy company, so well done.
Octopus Energy, outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
Are Aunt Rose's war stories true? You find her in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover everyday life during the Blitz. And right there on the eve of war, an unshakable auxiliary nurse, Aunt Rose, the home front heroine. Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, the 1939 Register is free to explore. Visit findmypass.co.uk/VE Day. Your family history understood. Terms and conditions apply.
Meet Jamal.
Hey.
Jamal's just reversed into another car. And of all the people...
Oh, no.
It's his ex. How's he going to deal with this awkward situation? Thankfully, Jamal's got car insurance with Aviva. If you've had an accident, we'll talk to everyone else involved so you won't have to, Jamal.
Phew.
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
This spring, transform your home in a flash with Hillary's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, in our flash event, get an extra 10% off everything until the 17th of April, including an extra 10% off all blinds, curtains, shutters and awnings in our sale. And with Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
Did you know that RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, is a common virus that feels and spreads just like a cold? But for older adults, RSV can cause serious complications like pneumonia. But you can help to protect yourself by washing hands and surfaces regularly, not touching your eyes, nose or mouth if your hands aren't clean, and also getting vaccinated. Speak to your GP practice or healthcare provider about your prevention options or visit brsvaware.co.uk to learn more.
This Easter at Lidl, treat yourself to our Good Housekeeping Institute taste-approved deluxe triple chocolate or classic hot cross buns. And we've got prices to butter you up. Get a pack of four for just £1.09. Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price.
GB only, subject to availability.
Most homes could save with Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock. In the last hour, Russell Brand has been charged with a number of sex offences. Classic FM reporter Charlotte Lynch has the details.
The comedian and actors accused of raping a woman in Bournemouth in 1999 and assaulting three others in 2001, 2004 and 2005. He has previously denied the allegations, calling them very harmful, and he'll appear in court next month.
China's announced plans to retaliate against American tariffs, saying it will impose its own 34% tax on US goods. Donald Trump announced sweeping levies on imports earlier this week, which he says will boost American manufacturing. Stock markets are down around the world, with the FTSE on course for its worst day in 5 years. Councils could be overruled if they refuse late licences or outdoor seating for bars and clubs. Ministers are giving the London mayor powers to call in licensing decisions for key nightlife areas in the capital. They could be granted to other regional mayors if the pilot is successful. Sir Sadiq Khan says it's time to get rid of red tape.
We have a government and a mayor that will be on the side of music venues, bars and clubs, which makes it more fun to be in London, but also importantly leads to more growth, more jobs, more prosperity.
An appeal to help victims of the Myanmar earthquake has raised £7.5 million on its first day. The sum is said to include a generous donation by the King and Queen. The death of Grammy Award-winning conductor John Nelson at the age of 83 has been announced. He served as music director